From the Blue Cross Bowl, the Class 4A Championship game, the Greenville Green Devils lead 35-21 at halftime over the Haywood Tomcats. Greenville 14-0. Haywood comes into the game 10-4. Greenville will get the second half kickoff as Haywood won the opening toss and elected to receive. And, Pat, that's a big thing here for Greenville to start this second half with possession.
Yeah, as good as the first half was for Haywood, getting that kickoff and returning it for a touchdown and getting them excited and getting fans fired up and getting them to believe they could win this game, it would be just as devastating if Greenville can get the second half kickoff and go down and put this thing up 21 points to start the second half.
It's impressive to see how Greenville responded. They've not been punched in the mouth like they were in the first three possessions for Haywood tonight, where they scored on all three and took the lead three successive times. It's good to see that Greenville responded to that.
And you said it punched in the mouth. These are some grown men out there for Haywood. I mean, they are huge, and they're going to open up some holes. When they pull them around, they're going to be able to open up some holes, and they don't need much. I mean, Reed and Hines don't need a whole lot. They can take it the distance if you just give them a little bit of a seam. And that's what Haywood's been able to do to the Green Devils tonight. Very good football team. They wouldn't be here if they weren't. And they're giving Greenville all they want right now. But Greenville could deliver a huge blow to them on this opening kickoff of the second half.
Haywood kicks it away. It's Goddard on the return to the 10, 15, 20, right hash mark up to the 25, 30, across the 30, out to the 37-yard line. And the Green Devils will start with good field position, first and 10 at their own 36 to start the second half. And Mr. Football for Tennessee this year, Cade Ballard, becomes one of only 29 people ever to repeat, topping out over Stanton Martin, who we saw in week three, and Bobo Hodges, who we saw last week, and how DeAndreas Hines didn't make it to that finalist list is anybody's guess. Hines, a great quarterback. Trips left for the Green Devils. Ball dead center of the field. The rain has slacked up just a little bit, but the breeze has kicked up. Snap back to Ballard. He's going to give the young blood running up the interior behind Dye and Knight. We'll get six positive yards on first down carry. It will be second and four at the 42.
I don't know how many teams have a running back the quality of Youngblood that only had 45 carries on the season, 366 yards. He's been banged up with a hamstring, Greenville not wanting to use him, and you got such a great back in Gillespie and Ballard back there to run it. They haven't had to use him, but tonight they've hammered Youngblood.
Ballard's going to keep, and I think that was a little bit of communication on the snap and everything else. Is everybody seemed to go just a split second different from each other. Ballard's going to turn it into positive yardage, about a half yard, but it will be third and four. Greenville needs to get out to the 47 to move the chains. 11 minutes left, third quarter. Greenville leading 35-21.
On the season, Greenville converting 52% of their third downs. They need one of those 52% right now, Ron. This is huge.
Trips left. Iezzi to the right. Ballard with a snap. Play action on the draw. Ballard is. He's tripped up. Just a shoestring tackle, or Ballard would have had that first down. He gets a yard and a half, but the tackle by Emmanuel Beard is enough to save that for Haywood. Now, will Coach Ballard gamble for this? It's fourth and a long two. They are shy of the 45. They need the 47.
Man, he didn't like to punt the football. He sends out the beef package, it looks like.
Try to draw Haywood off. That's an option here. And Ballard has been your punter. He's punted the last three times, averaging 36 yards per punt. But they come out in that beef set. Fourth down two. Ballard under center. They take the snap. They go for it. And Youngblood's got the first down. His forward progress has the first down. Youngblood is pushed back 5 yards after that, but he's got the first down across the 47.
Had to get right.
First down, Greenville.
Had to get to the 47. They're going to mark it just a football length past the 47-yard line. I'm telling you, he does not like to kick the football. You're thinking, hey, you know, home conference game maybe, but you're on TV, statewide TV. You go out there and you got a 14-point lead on your end of the field, and you come out with a quick snap.
9:40 left, third quarter. Hard count by Ballard. He gets five more as he draws Haywood offsides. Greenville leads 35-21 with 9:36 left, third quarter. It was Beard who made that tackle on Ballard earlier that was anxious to get in there again. And gets drawn off. That'll make it first and five with the ball on the Haywood side of the field at their 47. The breeze is kicked up. Greenville going into it. to start this third quarter. They'll have it at their backs, if need be, in the fourth. Trips left. Hyde, Albright, Goddard. Iizzi to the right. Youngblood in the backfield. Ballard with the snap. The give to Ty. Tries to bounce to the outside. A flag comes in. Tackled by Tre'Tavious Green. That'll be a hold against Greenville. It comes right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard behind. So it will stay first down, but be first and around 16.
Second time Greenville's been able to bounce it to the outside of the right end. And second time they're going to say that was opened up because of a hold. Now, man, I didn't see it. It looked like Logan Shipley fired. Okay, maybe it wasn't on Logan. Logan took his guy and drove him a good 5 yards back.
Trips to the left. Greenville backed up on a first and 15. 9:04 left, third quarter. They lead 35-21. Ballard with the snap. Looking to pass. Goes for Height. Downfield, up top. Height in stride. Did he make the catch at the 20? The ball comes loose, incomplete. Step for step with the defender.
Defensive back did a great job of running with him, swift. And just as the ball came in, he got his hand up and smacks it away. But Cam got behind him about a step, but the ball, just as it was coming down, the defender goes up and is able to deflect it away.
And it's into the wind, Pat. If you'll look out, you can see the mist right up here up at the roof. It is
I think
moving.
That's why the ball held up. Yeah. If it was out in front of him, that's a touchdown. But it holds up just enough that the defensive back's able to get his hands in there.
Second down, 15. Same play, left side, looking for Height. Height makes the catch behind the chains this time and then lurches forward, steps out at the 46. So Greenville will have third and three. They need to get inside the 43, down to about the 42.5. It's a 12-yard pickup by Height, but it's short of the first down. Height made the catch and the turn, but they're going to say as he pivoted, his left foot went out of bounds and stopped the play.
I'm going to say it's four down territory. If it was four down territory on your own side of the
47.
40. Yes.
35-21, Greenville leading, 8:47 left in the third quarter. They have the ball at the Haywood 46-yard line. First possession of the second half, the beef set in. Ballard under center, a hard count, tries to draw Haywood off sides. Doesn't do so, and Greenville will call a timeout. We'll take it as well. 8:47 left in the third. Greenville 35, Haywood 21 in the Blue Cross Bowl state championship game on WGRB and WIKQ. 8:47 left in the third quarter here at Tennessee Tech, the site of the Blue Cross Bowl. The 4A state championship game. Greenville leads 35-21 with 8:47 left in the third quarter. The Green Devils have a third and four at the Haywood 46, and they call a timeout to make sure they've got the right play in here. This is a big possession, Pat. You're up by 14 points, and now the rain has really picked up, and you can see from that how hard that wind is now blowing.
Yeah, I think that's why that ball held up at Greenville, threw into the wind a minute ago. Greenville comes to the line. I think they're wanting to snap it, but they're still in timeout. The timeout official still standing on the field. He finally gives the white hat to signal. Greenville's going to come to line in the beef package.
8:47 left, third quarter. The Devils up by 14. Greenville gets the push. They were at third and a long two. Call it third and almost three. When they bring in that beef package, they get Gillespie Taylor, Youngblood, and Kershaw with a push on Ballard. And it's short by, let's see exactly how they mark it on the far side, going to be right at a yard. So Greenville needs 3 feet.
They just got past the 47 on the last series, and they're going to have to get about a yard on this one.
Same set. Big fourth down here. Does Greenville get the push? Ballard does. Squirts through down to the 41, 42-yard line. So they got it by about two that time. The good news there is Greenville holds on to the possession with 8:10 left in the third quarter. 35-21, the Devils lead. A game that they trailed in three times. They were down 7-0. They were down 14-7. They were down 21-14. And now they have it first and 10 at the Haywood 41 with 7:56 left third quarter. Haywood has yet to see the field in this third, in this half. Greenville keeps their trips package right, Iizzi left. Ball left hash mark, and with the wind and rain, Greenville is going to keep it on the ground. They give to Youngblood. Youngblood, a good north-south running, always with those legs churning, gets four.
Goes off the left side of the line in time. Youngblood just keeps those legs moving, falls forward. He has 13 carries, 67 yards so far tonight. Gillespie in the backfield.
Second down and six for the Devils. Leading by 14. Ballard with the snap. He's going to roll out left. He keeps it 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Cade Ballard for the pylon. Touchdown, Greenville. 37 yards for Mr. Football with 6:59 left in the third quarter. Greenville out front by 20, 41 to 21, third quarter of the championship game.
Kind of had lured Haywood into expecting the power run to the inside, and that time Ballard keeps it himself, fakes the handoff, keeps it, rolls to the outside. The defensive end came flying down. It's a great read by Ballard. He's able to turn the corner and just sprint to the end zone from 37 away.
Kicking into a very, very stiff breeze now will be Jones. A good snap and a good hold, and Jones's kick goes up, and you can see the wind catch it and hold it. It's good, and Greenville leads 42-21. 6:59 left of the third quarter. Back with more from the championship game here on WGRV, WIKQ, and online at greenvillefootball.com. Back at Tucker Stadium, where the Greenville Green Devils lead with 6:59 left in the third quarter. Greenville leads 42-21. Randy Bussler recaps the scoring drive for the Green Devils.
Since Greenville trailed 21-14, they've reeled off 28 straight points. The latest, a 10-play, 63-yard drive, took 5 minutes, 1 second. It's a touchdown, a 37-yard run by Ballard, his third of the night. Extra point good.
Pooch kick, fair catch called for Andrew Reed, and Haywood will start first and 10 at their own 37. Greenville learned their lesson early on. And now kicking into the breeze, it would have been a tough sell for Jones to get that to the end zone for the touchback. So Haywood now with their first chance to touch the ball in this second half. And they need to make something happen here. As Randy said, Greenville's reeled off 28 straight points. The defense is adjusted. But DeAndreas Hines is dangerous. First and 10, Haywood on the sweep. Handoff goes to Courtney Reed around the right end. Gillespie Taylor reads it, holds him up. Height spins him and throws him backwards, but he comes free. He's still on his feet, running to the near side.
Turn it.
And Reed is going to turn this into a 7-yard gain for something that should have been a 10 or 15-yard loss. Very poor tackling on that particular play by the Green Devils. Cost them an opportunity to put Haywood back deep on second down. Reed turns it into a 3-yard gain. That play started wide right. He was hit at the line. He spun out of that. He was hit again in the backfield. He spun out of that. He had pursuit, and Greenville's tacklers ran into each other, and Reed turns it into plus 3. Second and 7. Shields to the near side. Stewart wide right. Hines out of the backfield. Empties it with Reed going right, and they bring in Atlex Evans at running back. Handoff fake to him. Hines keeps straight up the middle. Hines into the secondary. Ball on the ground. Fumbled. And Greenville should be on the bottom of it. It should be Logan Shipley with a second fumble recovery. Come on now. Let's see it. Let's say it's Greenville's ball. First down, Greenville, on the fumble recovery. Logan Shipley.
Quarterback kept it. He's so quick. He gets upfield with it, but he gets hit. Doesn't put the ball away. He gets hit, gets it stripped. It comes flying out. Logan Shipley almost able to pick it up and advance it, but he goes down on the ground, recovers it, does a great job of holding on to it. And Logan Shipley comes up with the recovery along with Gabe Seaton, who covered him up at the bottom of the pile to keep anybody from ripping it away.
42-21 with the turnover. Greenville has it first and 10 at midfield, 6:35 left third quarter. Ballard and company back to work. Trips left, set right. Ballard back to pass. Here comes pressure. He throws it across the middle. And he just side-armed it. Maybe would have had Albright coming back, but a poor throw. And lucky that that wasn't picked off, because sitting in the middle of the field was Tre'Tavious Green. And it goes incomplete. It'll bring up second and 10.
And never got his feet set. They got a good penetration at him. He was backing up like it was going to be a screen pass, but it was going to be a 20-yard pass down the middle of the field. It was Albright came open, but he was never able to set, drive, and throw into it. He was throwing the ball up as he was backpedaling into the wind, and it didn't get close to being completed.
Second and 10, 6:31 left third quarter. Hand off Youngblood. Nope, it's Gillespie. Gillespie gets hit, bounces off, gets across the 35, still on his feet, and dives forward down to the 40. Three missed tackles by Haywood. Xavier King misses it. Kalen Johnson misses it. And finally, Juwan Young makes the tackle. It's a first and 10 on the carry by Gillespie.
Some runs are better than others, and you won't see any better than that one, as Gillespie just showed how strong those legs are. Man, he kept powering over, and he should have been tackled three different times.
He got 5 yards after that last hit. It moves the chains for the Green Devils. First and 10 at the Haywood 40. Ballard's going to keep. Ballard will get about two. 5:51 left in the third quarter. The rain has picked up even harder now. And Greenville leading 42-21. Wants to try to salt this one away. They've scored 28 straight points. Now remember, they spotted Haywood 7 on the opening kick.
Wind blowing hard, rain coming down, Greenville driving into it. Surprised me if they threw it deep down the field into this.
Not in this direction. As good as the weather was last year, it's that cruddy this year. Ballard with the snap, fakes the give. He's going to keep. They try to rip the ball loose, and in doing so, they don't wrap up Cade.
He's still
and
running.
Cade is going to take him down across the 35 and down to the 31, Cade Ballard.
Some runs are better than others, Ron. And that one, he was just stood up, and they tried to rip the ball away from him. And when you got a guy that's 200 pounds, so strong in the legs, Ballard keeps those legs churning as they try to rip it out, and he advances another 7 yards, 8 yards, 9 yards, 10 yards after contact.
It's a crispy chicken second and one. I think it is. I don't know what it was they were yelling at Maplewood last week, but if they got a first down, it was a something and something first down. Handoff, Javon Gillespie from the backfield. Javon's got the first down, has 5, has 10, down to the 21-yard line. Javon Gillespie, first and 10, Greenville at the Haywood 21 with 4:27 left in the third quarter. Greenville up 42-21, and Haywood wants a timeout. They feel like they've been kicked in the head with a hobnail boot. They want a timeout. We'll take it as well. 4:27 left, third quarter. The Devils on the march. First and 10 at the Haywood 21 when we return on the Food City Game of the Week on WGRV, WIKQ, and online at greenvillefootball.com. Back at the state championship game, Class 4A, the Blue Cross Bowl, and Greenville leading 42-21 with 4:27 left in the third quarter. Javon Gillespie with that carry for 10 yards down to the 21. Gives Greenville a first and 10. Ballard brings his team to the line with the trips left, Iizzi right. Hand off goes to Gillespie, running off right tackle, down across the 15, takes a pile with him down to the 11. The big pile pushes across the 10, down to the 7, and this pile is still going as Javon goes all the way down to the 4-yard line. They're going to say his forward progress was stopped the 10, but give him a half second longer, and that pile would have moved him inside the 5.
We talked the entire game about how big and strong Haywood is, but right now, Haywood is gassed. Greenville has absolutely ran the football at them, has controlled the clock, just continues to power the football at them. They had 25 rushes in the first half for 212 yards. They've controlled the ball the second half, and Haywood is gassed on the defensive line.
And Greenville's not doing anything fancy as Ballard gets the handoff and goes in standing up from 9 yards out. Cade Ballard, touchdown, Greenville 48. Haywood 21 with 3:46 left in the third quarter.
Well, Greenville rotates defensive linemen's defensive line almost every other play. Haywood goes out there with their main guys, and right now they are absolutely worn out. Youngblood goes through the hole, meets the linebacker. The safety comes up, doesn't want any of Ballard as he lowers his shoulder and takes it in the end zone, and Greenville in complete control of this game now. Going for point number 49.
The kick is up, and the kick is good. Greenville 49, Haywood 21. Back with more as you listen to the Blue Cross Championship game. 3:46 left in the third quarter. The Devils in control. Back after this. Back of the Blue Cross Bowl, Randy Bussler recaps the scoring drive for the Green Devils. Randy?
7 plays, 50 yards, 249. The touchdown, a 10-yard run by Cade Ballard. His fourth of the night. Extra point good.
And on that drive, Javon Gillespie goes over 1,000 yards on the season. Flag comes down on the kickoff. 3:46 left, third quarter. Greenville leading 49-21. Pat, after that opening kick, and after the answer, and the answer, and the answer, and the answer, and the three times Greenville trailed in the first quarter, would you have thought they would have been a score away from a mercy rule game?
Oh, no. I thought this was going down late in the fourth quarter, and it was going to be maybe who had the ball last. But right now, Greenville has been unstoppable. Haywood has not stopped him one time. And that moves their point total. With that touchdown and extra point, Greenville is now the second all-time scoring team in the state of Tennessee. 758 points has been scored this season by this Green Devil team. Only Fulton of 2013 with 862 points has scored more points in the history of Tennessee football than this Green Devil squad.
High pooch kick by C.J. Jones, and Haywood fields it at the 26. Haywood was called for offsides on the first attempt, so Haywood will start first and 10, actually back at their 24. 3:46 left in the third quarter here in Cookeville. The rain is eased up for now, just for a little bit, but the wind still blowing briskly into Greenville's face. So, first and 10 for Haywood at their own 24. Jadarius Tyus is listed as number 22, and he comes in the backfield. We've not seen him run this year. He's going to pass it on a screen right. It's a backwards.
That's a lateral, isn't it?
We'll look on the replay. He is not even their backup quarterback, unless they've changed numbers for DeAndreas Hines. He may have had blood on his jersey and had to change. It looks like Hines, it runs like Hines, and it throws like Hines, so it must be a Hines. It's built like Hines, so we'll say DeAndreas Hines still in at quarterback. He figures if 2 is good, 22 is going to be even better. The handoff to Courtney Reed on 2nd and 10. Runs straight up, gets 5. Pat, what has Greenville done to figure out how to block this run game by Haywood? They've done a very good job since the end of the first quarter.
Greenville stopping the run by Haywood. I think they're just wearing them down around the defensive line. For the Green Devils, they've been able to rotate so many different guys in there and to stay fresh. And Haywood is wearing down some. And you can play run almost every play. They don't throw it very often.
Third and 5. Hines going to run out of bounds, far side, and lose 4. He had that pursuit by Gillespie Taylor. Gillespie Taylor may not have a lot of tackles on the night, but he has had a lot of pressure. And that will bring up 4th down and 6. And a punt formation for Andrew Stanley. And Stanley will have the breeze to his back. The rain has stopped. Green will bring Shuffler in to return. And Green will get the ball back here and hope to score again and send this game to the mercy rule. High snap. Stanley has to jump high and catch it, and that's going to cost him a little bit of energy into that ball. He gets a lateral roll inside the Greenville 40 to the 36. Didn't take advantage of that wind. A 36-yard punt could have been a little bit more, but the snap was high. And Greenville will take over. First and 10 at their own 36, leading 49-21 at the state championship game with 2:38 left in the third quarter.
So we got 7 extra points tonight.
Yes.
C.J. Jones has tied the all-time state record for extra points in a season at 99. With one more, C.J. will set a new state extra point kicking record.
We need to let Coach Quillen and the coaches up here know that. Trips left for the Green Devils. First and 10 at their own 36. Ballard takes a snap. Takes the give to Gillespie, rolls out left, cuts it up, and gets two, and he'll be tackled. It'll be second and eight. A long third quarter for a game that hasn't seen very many passes, Pat.
No, I mean, you didn't expect that from Haywood. They're not going to throw the football a whole lot. Only completed 62 passes by their quarterback all season long. But, I mean, Greenville's got the Mr. Football back there. A guy that throws the ball all over the place. One of the top four all-time passers in the state. Over 9,000 yards in his career. 554 completions coming in to tonight.
Ballard rolls to his right to pass, catch. Goddard, did he catch it in the breadbasket? Nope, he slipped. As he made the catch, it goes incomplete. And that'll bring up third down 7 for the Green Devils from their own 46, leading 49-21 with a minute 54 left in the third quarter.
But the Devils haven't gone to the air a whole lot. I don't know if it's the weather, whether it was just the game plan, but Greenville has came out and ran the football and wanted to show they're not just an air raid attack. They'll line up and smack you right in the mouth. They took the challenge by this huge Haywood team, and they have dominated the ball on the ground tonight.
Third down long into the wind. Snap back, Ballard across the middle for Goddard. Makes the catch for the first down. Goddard out at the 49 and hit when he makes it. Great hands, Dorian Goddard, the record holder for the Green Devils. Makes the catch, first and 10, Greenville at their own 49 with a minute 43 left, third quarter, leading 49-21.
Goddard, 167 career receptions coming in to tonight for 2,710 yards. And that was a big one to keep the chains, move the chains, and keep Greenville with the football. Up 49-21 here in the third quarter.
First and 10 from the 49. Ballard has Gillespie in the backfield, trips left, high is he right. The snap, the handoff. And Gillespie, no gain there. And a good tackle by Juwan Young.
Leave is Darren Bell, big defensive lineman, 94, that is able to get penetration in the backfield and really disrupted that play. Gillespie had to make a cut immediately upon getting the handoff because he had a face full of Haywood that was in the backfield.
Second down 10 with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Ballard checks out of the play. Sets his line again with 10 seconds on the play clock.
Only get two blockers up top.
And off Gillespie. Gillespie 45 down to the 40. Spun down at the Haywood 37-yard line. But Greenville moves the chains on a 13-yard run by Gillespie. Tackled by DeCourtney Reed. And the Green Devils have it first and 10 at the Haywood 38. Leading 49-21 with 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Greenville goes to the sidelines to a cheer from the Greenville faithful who have made the trip here to Cookeville. They have 12 minutes between them and another gold ball. 49-21 at the end of third in the Blue Cross Bowl. Greenville leading Haywood here on WGRV, WIKQ, and online at greenvillefootball.com. Greenville was down 7-0. They were down 14-7. They were down 21-14. They have roared back with 35 straight points to take a 49-21 lead into the fourth quarter. 12 minutes between Greenville and another state championship if they can hold on against Haywood, still a dangerous team. Greenville will have it first and 10 at the Haywood 38 after the change of the quarter, and Greenville will have the wind to their back, a very stiff wind. Greenville can punch it in here. We'll have a new state record on our hands. Pat Crum has stats through the third.
Greenville, 41 rushes, 346 yards, 5 of 8 passing, 70 yards, 49 total offensive plays, 416 yards. Haywood, 25 rushes, 178 yards, or 1 of 2 passing, 7 yards, 27 total plays, 185 yards. They had 115 after the first quarter. They're 128 after the first quarter. They've got 185 after three.
C.J. Jones has tied a state record for most points after in a season. If Greenville can punch it in and he can get it up and through the uprights, he'll hold the record by himself. 49-21, 12 minutes left in the game. Greenville first and 10 at the Haywood 38. Youngblood at running back. Trips right, ball left hash mark. Flag comes in. as Greenville moved early, it looks like. It'll make it first and 15. Be a late night for the Green Devils traveling back, but last year as they got off the interstate, Green County Sheriff's Department gave them a blue light escort to the city limits where Greenville Police Department led them into downtown with horns honking from the caravan as Greenville ball brought back their third gold ball. They hope to repeat that again tonight. 5-yard penalty stepped off. It will be first and 15. Greenville at the Haywood 43, up 49-21.
5 penalties, 36 yards for the Green Devils so far.
Trips right, Ballard on the draw. Straight ahead, gets a couple at the 41.
The wind to their back now. You feel more comfortable throwing the football with the wind behind you than you did into you, but Greenville's more interested in running that clock right now.
You've got to give the defensive MVP ball to Logan Shipley. He comes up with 2 fumble recoveries tonight that stopped threats by Haywood at key times in the game. 2nd and 13. Greenville at the 41. Ballard rolls out to his right with the wind to his back, pump fakes. Nope. Now he's going to just throw it away, and Greenville has Height camping out. Height with a catch at the 32. And Ballard's going to be Ballard gets up. It's the defender who comes up on the wrong side of that one. They had pursued Cade back 15, maybe 20 yards behind, and Cade had Height coming back to him. It looked for a moment like Cade was just going to throw it away, but Height was smart enough to get back and get open and make the catch for 10 yards.
Wow. I mean, that's peewee football, I believe, Ronnie. He just ran out to the right side and nowhere to go, and he was going to stop and go reverse his field and go back. But when he tried to reverse his field, here came a Haywood player right in his face, and he just threw it where he thought Hyatt would be. Yeah. And Hyatt made a nice catch and turned it upfield. What could have been about a 30-yard loss for Greenville turns into a positive play.
Marquise Pugh shaking up for Haywood, and they will help him off. He gets up and walks off. Probably just lost his breath as he landed a little awkward. 11:03 left in the game. Greenville up 49-21. The catch by Height makes it 3rd down 3 at the 31. Greenville needs the 28. Moving from right to left here in the fourth quarter with the wind to their back. The rain has let up just a little bit. The rain, northern border of it's right along I-40, so we get some and then we don't get some. We've had some pretty stiff rain tonight. So it's 3rd down, Greenville. They go twins left, twins right. You don't see them do that very often. Youngblood gets the handoff. He's wrapped up from behind, and that's a good tackle by Juwan Young, but he'll still get a couple. And that'll put Greenville in a 4th and 1. Here comes Gillespie Taylor. Youngblood's already in there. Here comes Kershaw.
Go with the beef set. Do you go with the quarterback sneak? See if they line up with the nose guard or not.
They've thrown it out of this.
They're going to stay in their 4-man front. The linebacker's going to walk up to that nose guard position.
4th and 1 yard, the snap. Hand off in the backfield. And Youngblood, don't go for the push that time. They go for the handoff to the deep back, Youngblood, who spun out of a tackle and fell forward. We'll see where they spot it. It will be close.
He had to get to the
28.
28.
They eyeball it.
I'm not sure.
Bring in the chains. Nope. They're going to say 1st down Haywood. They're not even going to measure it. Coach Ballard goes over and eyeballs it, and he says, yep, that's right. We were short by about a 0.5 yard.
Yeah, they get. One of the defensive linemen got penetration in the backfield from the backside, and he was able to hit Youngblood behind the play. He falls forward and got close, but it was the linebacker. It was the middle linebacker that was able to shoot the A-gap and meet him in the backfield.
So 49.
Greenville's going to turn it over on downs, right?
49-21 with 10-10 left in the game, so hope is not lost for Haywood. DeAndreas Hines will take the snap. Gives to the back, Reed. Reed across the 30 gets a couple on the interior this time. 10 minutes left in the game, 49-21. Brownsville, Tennessee is the home of Haywood County. It's exit 56 off of I-40, so they're just 56 miles from Memphis. If you know the song Delta Dawn, Tanya Tucker says all the people in Brownsville think she's crazy. That's a reference to Brownsville, Tennessee. Nutbush, Tennessee, which is an unincorporated area of the county, similar to Afton, is the home of Tina Turner.
At Bush City Limits.
Second and eight, Haywood. Snap back, DeAndreas Hines rolling right. Hemmed in, Albright, the first to make hands on him. But Hines falls the right direction and gains three with 9:11 left in the game.
Go behind their right side of the line. Everybody just slides down. They pull a man, get a nice block, and he's able to fall forward.
Third down, five. Haywood at their own 34.
Falls forward after, I believe, Albright, who's got in and made the stop.
McClain goes out wide on Shields, the receiver. Shields with just a couple of only 35 catches on the season. A big one tonight. He's going to be the target this time. Ball is two Shields in and out of his hands, incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and five. Good coverage on Shields by McClain as he was running an inside slant. McClain was there for him step by step, and Pat also Hyde and Albright both broke that way as they read pass too.
Yeah, I read it. He came in. McClain hits him from behind, and Hyatt puts a pop on him at the end. And the Wake Forest commit, never shies from contact, was able to get a shoulder in. Didn't go high, and it looks like Haywood on fourth down is said, mercy, we're going to punt it away.
Andrew Stanley back to punt. Shuffler to receive. Stanley will be punting into the wind. 8:35 left in the game. Greenville up 49-21. A high hanging punt, and Shuffler makes the catch at the 32 on the left hash mark. Starts right, cuts back left, and will be quarantined at the 31. 34-yard punt into the wind for Andrew Stanley. So Ballard and the boys will come back to work with 8:23 left in the game, leading 49-21. As Greenville looks to add to their trophy collection.
Be nice if they can get another score right here and get this game completely out of reach with the clock running and get a lot of substitutes in at the end of the game.
Get that mercy rule going. First and 10, Greenville at their own 32.
Would you look at Izzy at the bottom of the field?
I would look at Izzy. He's got single coverage with Jacob Swift. Handoff goes up the middle, though. Gillespie. Gillespie's got five. He's got eight. He's got 10. He turns around. He's got 12. Boy, Javon Gillespie has really come on his senior year. He's over 1,000 yards with his carries tonight. But, Pat, what a difference from Javon's sophomore year, how he's developed last year, learning how to salt that ball away, tuck it away, and keep his legs churning.
Yeah, I always had the vision and great feet, but he really learned how to run with these pads lowered. He's got a great balance to him, and he has had just a great senior season, go over 1,000 yards on the ground. Congratulations.
First and 10, Green Devils at their own 44, up 49-21, 7:51 left in the game, and a flag comes down as Greenville goes a little early. It'll be a false start, 5-yard penalty. Rain has stopped completely for now.
Guess he'll about run you out of this booth, Ron.
So when they build the new press box at Greenville High, all we need is a baseboard heater like this one at Tennessee Tech. We've got the windows open. The wind is blowing. The rain's out there. But that baseboard heater makes it nice. First and 15 after the penalty against the Green Devils for the false start. Ballard with a snap, quick pass left, right, to Goddard on the screen. Goddard's got five. He's got 10. He's across midfield, and he's down for a 14-yard gain to the Haywood 46. Pat, it's been Anderson County, before Anderson County, Sullivan South really was the first team to take that those extra 60 and 70 yards that Goddard gets after the catch, they were the first to read that well, and I think teams have paid attention to how to scheme on Goddard.
Right. The on the screen passes, I mean, we just kept waiting all year long for somebody to give Greenville a different look out there as they go with their big three receivers, trips, and nobody was putting enough guys out there to stop them. And Goddard was having a field day, him and Hyatt both. Now teams have concentrated on trying to stop the screen game, and it's opened up the running game inside for the Devils.
Gillespie met in the backfield, gets free. Gillespie has 10 across the 40, down to the 35, a 12-yard pickup by Javon Gillespie. Dead to rights in the backfield by Tre'Tavious Green, and he gets out of it and makes it down inside the 35 to the 33. First and 10, Green Devils with 6:49 left in the game. Greenville leading 49-21.
The middle linebacker comes to the inside, and he's able to shoot the gap. And Gillespie now with 14 carries, 162 yards on the night. He runs through the middle linebacker, looks for contact, runs through it, moves the chains for the Green Devils.
Haywood anxious. They jump off sides, and Greenville will get five on that. And it will be first and five. Greenville inside the 30 at the 28. 6:28 left in this game. Greenville leading 49-21.
Quote of the day is when the announcer, or Haywood, told you what a trophy case that they had down there, how beautiful it was, all the trophies that they've got. You told him, do they have room for one more silver ball?
That was Robert Brooks. He's a dentist in Brownsville. Got to know him this week, talking to him on the phone and exchanging information. A great guy, and has put together a 100-year history of Tomcat football, a big, thick, 400-page book. Ballard with a snap on first and five will gain eight down to the 20. But when Dr. Rooks said that, he took it in good nature, ribbon. And, you know, I said it because Haywood played two great championship games back in the, what was it, mid-90s, Pat?
94 and 95. I believe it was back one of the first years that I did the game. Greenville played down in Cleveland. Cleveland had a three-year winning streak going with a couple, I think it won three straight titles at that time, and Greenville played down at Cleveland. One of the Gillespies was running back at the time, absolutely took them to the wire, and they came on and played Haywood, and what was it, a missed extra point?
The first year, it was a 7-6 game that Haywood lost the state championship to Cleveland, yes, as Gillespie gets the handoff, first and 10 at the 20. He goes to the 15. He goes to the 10. He just spins right out of the arms into the end zone for the touchdown. Javon Gillespie, Greenville 55, Haywood 21 with 5:04 left in the game. And a record-setting point after attempt coming up for C.J. Jones. He doesn't know it, so he doesn't have that pressure of knowing. But C.J. is currently tied for the most extra points in the season in the state of Tennessee.
Some runs are better than others, and Gillespie just looked like Herschel Walker taking that one to the house. Ran over Tomcats.
The snap is back. The ball is down. C.J. Jones's kick sets a new state record. C.J. Jones is good, and Greenville leads 56-21 with 5:04 left in the game. Have mercy. Word of the mercy rule in the state championship game, a game that Greenville trailed in the first quarter three separate times. They lead 56-21 over the Haywood Tomcats. Back with more as you listen to the Food City Game of the Week on WGRV, WIKQ, and online at greenvillefootball.com. Tucker Stadium, where the Greenville Green Devils lead 56-21 with 5:04 left in the game. Randy Bussler recaps the scoring drive for the Green Devils.
Five plays, 69 yards, took 3:19. The touchdown, a 20-yard run by Javon Gillespie, his second of the night. Extra point, good.
And Greenville has reeled off 42 straight points. Is that right,
yes,
Randy?
That's correct.
Since being down 21-14. Haywood got the opening kick, returned it 93 yards for a touchdown, and Greenville was on the ropes 15 seconds into the game. Jones, a little pooch kick, fair catch called for by Haywood at the 35. So Greenville with the mercy rule. Under 5 minutes left in the game. They lead 56-21, and the rain has picked up big time. The hardest it's rained. I think that's harder than it was last week at Maplewood.
Yeah, it's pouring right now. If you're a Green Devil fan, you don't care. You're hanging around. This side's starting to empty out a little bit, but nice crowd for a Thursday to make it from both communities. You hate the game was played on a Thursday. I'd rather be on a Friday or Saturday. The kids got to get back and go to school in the morning. Some of us gave them tests tomorrow.
DeAndreas Hines with a snap, handoff to Reed. Reed spins forward for a four-yard gain. Tackled by Ty Youngblood. Tackled by number 47, Ty Youngblood. 4:02 left. As Greenville substitute, Branson Odell comes on. Tyler Marsh comes on. Matthew Wagner comes out on the defensive line, second and six. Greenville with Kershaw Youngblood at the linebackers. Mike Shuffler still in. Reed handoff straight up the middle. Stood up by Youngblood and Seaton.
And then gain finished off by Branson Odell.
In substitution now, Trent Knight, Thomas Carter, Robert Freeman. Really picked up right now. 3:07 left in the game. Third down, three. Greenville leading 56-21. Snap back, fumbled. Who's in on the pile? Greenville's on the pile. They come up with the ball at the 40. Is it Marsh on the recovery, or is it Freeman?
Youngblood comes up with it.
Ty Youngblood with a fumble recovery in the state championship game with 2:42 left in the game. Greenville leading 56-21.
Snap just comes back, and the quarterback drops it. He's going to hand it off and just drop the football, and he got knocked forward, and I think it's Youngblood that comes up out of the bottom of the pile with the football.
So Greenville will have 2:18 left on the clock until their fourth gold ball. Greenville looks to the sideline. 3, 2, 1 on the play clock. They'll take the delay of game.
Please do not go onto the field.
And that will make it 1st and 15 at the 45. Nope. Greenville called a timeout as the last second ticked off. So 1:55 left in the game. Greenville 56, Haywood 21. Back with more as you listen to Championship Football on WGRV, WIKQ, and online at greenvillefootball.com. Back at Tennessee Tech with 1:55 left in the game. Greenville leads 56-21 over the Haywood Tomcats as they're set to bring back their fourth gold ball. Timeout on the field as Greenville brings in the substitutes. Lane Ferguson at quarterback, Morgan Montgomery at running back. Snap back, handoff, Montgomery. Will be tackled
he's
for
still
a loss.
Going.
Still going.
He's still
going. On his feet.
They still don't
he
have Morgan.
Stopped for two. Now he's forward for four. Morgan Montgomery has Haywood doing a poor job of wrapping up. 90 seconds left in the game.
Great job by Morgan. Kept those legs churning. One thing about him, he will always keep those legs churning. He falls forward. A good job by Big Flint Carter. Gives him a push at the end. What should have been about a 2-yard loss is a 5-yard gain.
Second down, 5. 1:13 left in the game. Greenville 56. Haywood 21. Ferguson with the snap. Hand off Montgomery. Straight up the middle. Stop for no gain. That'll bring up 3rd and 5. 60 seconds left in the championship game. Greenville 56, Haywood 21. Green Devils winning a state championship in 2010 and 2011. Back-to-back champions. The senior class that's played together for a dozen years or more since YMCA and flag football and Pee Wee League. and Boys and Girls Club League and middle school and now high school are 30 seconds away from another back-to-back. Third down, four. Ferguson, the snap, handoff, Montgomery. Stopped for a loss of two, and that'll bring up fourth down. 15 seconds left in the game. Substitutions come on. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Hear the roar from the fans that are wearing green and white as the gold ball goes east again to the best team in Class 4A. Undefeated, 15-0. Your state champions, again, wear the green and white. Greenville 56, Haywood 21. Your final score in the Blue Cross Bowl, the Green Devils with back-to-back state championships. We'll be back to talk about the stats from the game and have the awarding of the most valuable players, offense and defense, coming up. From Cookeville, Tennessee, Tucker Stadium, your final score in the Blue Cross Championship game, Class 4A, Greenville 56, Haywood 21.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Radio Greenville Sports. The Blue Cross Blue Shield State Championship featuring Green Devil Football with Ron Metcalf, Pat Crum, and Randy Bussler. Brought to you by your Greenville Light and Power System, Atchley Drug Center, Lee House, Edward Jones Investments, Wash Depot, Ace Hardware, Andrew Johnson Bank, Hometown Realty and Auctions, USave Auto Center, Apex Bank, Marsh Propane, the Red, White, and Blue Marathon Quick Stop Markets by Greenville Federal Bank, Terry's Flooring, Casper's Body Shop and Wrecker Service, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Nissan, Consumer Credit Union, and by Food City. Comprehensive post-game coverage will follow tonight's game as Radio Greenville Sports brings you 2020 Hindsight with coaches and player interviews. Along with the numbers behind the scoreboard, coverage of the Tennessee High School football playoffs continue. The Blue Cross Blue Shield State Championship, presented by Radio Greenville Sports. This is Greenville Football.
Back at Tucker Stadium, where the Green Devils win their fourth state championship, 56-21 over the Haywood Tomcats, and we're preparing for the awarding of trophies. Pat Crum, after being down 7-0, 14-7 and 21-14, to be up by 35 points at the final horn to reel off 49 straight points, very impressive by this Greenville team.
Boy, it was. I mean, Haywood comes right out of the bat and hits you right in the mouth with a 97-yard kickoff return, and then comes back and just runs it right down the field on you. You have no answer for him. You can't stop him. The only thing you can do is match him point for point. And then you found out you wore him down enough that you started to find a way to stop him. And they never found a way to stop Greenville. As Greenville, once they got the lead, never looked back.
56-21, your final score as we await the awarding of the championship trophies. Randy Bussler will have stats.
Tonight, rushing for Greenville, 49 rushes, 403 yards. Passing, 7 of 10, 95 yards. Total offense, 59 plays, 498 yards. Rushing tonight for Haywood, 30 rushes, 189 yards. 1 of 2 passing for 7 yards. Total offense, 32 plays, 196 yards. Individually tonight for Haywood, Hines, 1 of 2 passing, 7 yards. He also carried the ball 14 times for 88 yards and a touchdown. Reed had 16 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown. Receiving for Haywood, Shields, 1 catch for 7 yards. For Greenville tonight individually, Ballard, 7 of 10, 95 yards passing. He also carried the ball 19 times for 152 yards and 4 touchdowns. Javon Gillespie, 15 carries, 182 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ty Youngblood, 15 carries, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Morgan Montgomery had 3 carries for 2 yards. Receiving tonight for Greenville, Dorian Goddard, 4 catches, 51 yards. Cameron Hyatt, 3 catches, 43 yards. Turnovers, Greenville did not turn the ball over. Haywood had 3 penalties. Greenville penalized 6 times, 41 yards. Haywood 7 times, 56 yards. First downs, Greenville 26, Haywood 8. Time of possession, Greenville 29-56, Haywood 18-04.
Have your headphones there, Randy, as well. little Matt there as they get ready to announce the MVP and award the trophies. With four touchdowns, 95 yards passing, 152 yards rushing. The Blue Cross Bowl MVP is Greenville's Cade Ballard. Winner of back-to-back Mr. Football Awards, Cade goes to midfield to receive his MVP trophy. And Pat, I thought they did an offensive and defensive. I don't know if they do or not. But if there is a defensive player of the game, it's got to be Logan Shipley.
Boy, he did. He did a great job out there. He caused two fumbles, or caused a fumble and recovered a fumble. But did a great job on that off-tackle play that they want to run to get to the outside of sealing that and not letting them continue to run the ball to the outside.
So these players have completed two back-to-back perfect seasons, and not just 10-0 perfect seasons, but 15-0. They've won 30 straight games. They've set they have the state record or the state streak win streak right now with 30 games. And you expected it more from this class maybe than last year, but I think this year, Pat, we've seen a whole lot harder competition in the postseason than we did last year.
Well, we did. I mean, we ran into some teams this year. Anderson County with a great football team. Maplewood had an excellent football team. And then Haywood, man, they can run the football. If they had a passing game to go with it, they would be unstoppable. But they just don't complete the football very much. Throwing it, Greenville was able to load up and stop the run and win the second half of this football game and dominate.
They're about to award. They are now giving Steve Hookfin the runner-up coaches trophy. And then they are giving now the silver ball to the Haywood Tomcats. And next, you'll hear a roar from the crowd, and that will be the Greenville fans who are here to celebrate their teams winning back-to-back state championship games. And they've got the gold ball out in the middle of the field as they'll give the coach award to Cade Ballard first.
And now the Blue Cross Bowl Class 4A championship coach, Cade Ballard.
As Coach Cade Ballard, the second fastest coach to reach the 100 win mark last year, improves his record now with five perfect regular seasons, two 15-0 seasons, four championships, and one runner-up.
They're not going to have to run because they're inching up. They're trying to hold each other back as Greenville.
Here they are, the champions.
State champions, Greenville.
Green Devils come out, grab that gold ball in a mass of green and white.
Man, the guy that had to hand it to him, he thought he was getting nailed.
Greenville 56, Haywood 21. Cade Ballard, your MVP of the state championship game. The Green Devils will eat after tonight's game, and they will come back home as champions again. Back to back, Greenville 56, Haywood 21. We'll take one final break and be back to wrap things up from the state championship game, the Blue Cross Bowl, Greenville 56, Haywood 21, back right after this. Back at Tucker Stadium, the site of the state championship game, the Greenville Green Devils winning 56-21 over Haywood. And again, a great season. It caps off a 15-0 perfect season on a team that was nearly perfect in every way. I think they only had, four fumbles on the whole year, three of those coming in the Pisgah game, and only one interception thrown by the quarterback. They just disciplined, didn't make many mistakes, very workmanlike. In every single game, they just went about business to win this championship.
What a ride. I mean, Greenville absolutely dominated this this year. I mean, the last 2 years, to go 30 wins in a row is just absolutely incredible. And you look back at it, haven't lost a regular season game in since 2000. what, 15 was the last time they lost a regular season game. They haven't lost a conference game since 2007. What a ride this has been for the Green Devils. The question will be, will Coach Ballard come back? We know 27 seniors are on their way out, but we just don't know if Coach has got it in him to hang around and try to keep this thing rolling, or if he wants to enjoy being dad for a little bit.
We'll have a couple of morning after shows. One this coming Saturday at 8:15. We'll talk with the coach and some of the players after tonight's game, and we'll bring that to you this week. And then one day this week we'll sit down with Coach Ballard and we'll talk about the seniors on this team, their contribution, and all that they've done for Green Devil football. We invite you to join us on the air at 8:15 this Saturday morning as we look back at tonight's championship game with Coach Kane Ballard and some of the players. We'll take a look at the stats from tonight's game and talk to the coach in the next 2 weeks. Greenville Green Devils, the state champions, as they head back to Greenville, Tennessee with another gold ball. Thanks again to Pat Crum, Randy Bussler. Our game station producer this season has been Jeff Moore. Thanks to the sponsors who make the broadcast possible, and thanks most of all to you for listening. The state champions, again, wear the green and white. With a perfect 15-0 season, Greenville has their fourth championship from the Blue Cross Bowl at Tennessee Tech, Class 4A. Your final score, the 4A state champion, Greenville Green Devils 56, the Haywood Tomcats 21. Have a good night.